Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
All right, here we are in overtime for Maxine Waters. Ooh. What do you think of criticism of liberal candidates by Black Lives Matter activists? Yes, they were yelling at Hillary yesterday.
Oh, well, this is where I get in trouble with a lot of people. I am a real believer in First Amendment rights. I encourage people to speak up, speak out, to organize, to rally, and to do all of that. You may not like it, but
That doesn't sound like something that would get you in trouble, quite frankly.
I know.
I'm for the First Amendment. I don't care who knows it.
I don't care who knows it. Yeah. So anyhow, they are acting out. They're acting up. They're making a lot of people uncomfortable. But as far as I'm concerned, deal with it.
Okay. I heard that. All right. Roger Stone, what do you hope voters will take away from your book, The Clinton's War on Women? You're pretty tough on the Clintons on this book. You think Bill Clinton has not always been a gentleman.
No, that's really not the point. The point is that her narrative
you
of
say he raped 27 women.
He did?
He
is a Bill Cosby-type sexual predator. We know some of these names. Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, Kathleen Willey. There are others we don't know. Christy Zurcher, Becky Brown, Helen Dowdy, and so on.
I don't.
And Hillary has facilitated those. Yes, rape.
I don't remember.
It's an ugly word.
It's not what Paula Jones said. It's not what.
No, she was sexually assaulted. Pardon me, but it's just as bad.
Well, I don't know if.
And it's Hillary who hires the heavy-handed private detectives to silence these women.
Well, I mean,
read the book.
No. No one is saying that he's not a horn dog.
My book's not about consensual sex. I'm in favor of consensual sex between adults. The idea of
another brave stand. I am for consensual sex.
If I wrote a book about his girlfriends, his mistresses, his one-night stands, it'd be an encyclopedia. This is not the point. The point is he has abused women. She's helped cover it up. She's an enabler. That's what the book's about.
The Clintons are a little handsy.
Yeah, a little rapey.
Well. Okay,
my book sounds sort of shitty now.
David, what do you make of the news that holograms of Andy Kaufman and Red Fox will tour comedy clubs next year?
Shit, I have to follow that shit?
Yeah.
God, I can't even follow a juggler. I don't want to follow Richard Pryor.
Yeah, right.
Great news.
Yeah, great news. I don't know what to do. does the end of the one-child rule in China... Yes, that's another story we should have covered. Ran out of time. One China, after 35 years of a law... And that's what you can do in a dictatorship. You can tell people how many kids they can have. Now you can have two. But no substitutions. No, I'm joking.
That's funny. I like that one. Took me a second.
Yeah, okay. No volunteers
on that. Well, no, the
on
only thing that bothered me about that is they wanted boys.
Well, yeah. I mean, they have a terrible problem over there in China of too many men and too few women.
That's right.
Yeah, because infanticide was...
Yeah.
This is also making a prison cell a little bit larger. Not one, two. Still a government law.
I mean, population is one of the biggest problems we have climate-wise. Just too many...
I know. Not in China.
Then
and theirs
out.
Is beginning
also,
to go down.
Now, here's something people won't like to hear. It's the wrong people procreating. Religious people.
Who do you think they're talking about?
Okay. I'm just saying, there's an arms race between religions. We got to get more Catholics out there. We got to get more Muslims out there. It's crazy. All right. Grover, do you expect that the Republican nominee, whoever he or she is, will sign your anti-tax pledge?
Yes. Just about everybody has. I expect both Trump and Bush, the two who haven't yet, both will do it. They've both said, Trump has said, he opposes tax increases. We're just looking to get it in writing to the American people. I think that'll happen.
And what do you say to the people who would counter that by saying that if we don't have enough revenue, it will explode the debt, which Republicans are also claiming that they hate?
Okay. If you keep spending... And you'll have that.
But we challenge. Always do keep spending, including the Republicans. That, I mean, isn't that?
No, haven't not, we learned second, that? Don't not always.
Have to. That's the whole point.
We don't have to, but we always do.
That's because you've had a president controlled by the special interest.
It's
that's
not
why
just
you
the
need
president,
somebody.
It's Congress.
Right. But the president can cut spending if he has the will to do so. The problem is that everyone in the system is controlled by a special interest, and she'll tell you everything in the budget's been put there by somebody.
But
by
it's some okay. Special wait, one second. It's okay not to remember history, but. In the last 4 years, we've dropped spending from 24% of GDP down to 20% of GDP just recently because of the caps, federal spending, because of the caps that were put in and we've held to, with a little loosening, but they're not gone away.
You're not giving Obama credit for something, are you?
It was his idea.
Wow.
And we appreciate it. I think it was a great step forward.
So,
but spending went down because the caps held. But, we just have to keep them on.
But the fact of the matter is, we had something called earmarks, for example.
Right.
And there were a few people talking about we got to get rid of them, and they got rid of them. But I want to tell you, Republicans wanted them as much as Democrats.
Yep,
and,
of course.
And they like to take the gravy home, or whatever you want to call it. And so it is not, as some would say, it's Democrats that's spending. Everybody wants to spend money.
Believe me, the same thing will always happen. I've heard this my whole life. We have to starve the beast.
Yeah.
But what does the beast do? It borrows.
Yes.
The beast never starves.
That's
it borrows.
But does anybody believe that with this many departments, there's no waste? There's hundreds of billions of dollars worth of waste. It's a matter of will.
Well, that's another canard.
But we do need to focus on spending. The key thing is how much money the government spends. We need to keep that limited.
And
then there's not an argument for raising taxes.
But, you know, it's a very hard argument to make with the American people because they have no idea what's in the budget.
That's right.
I mean, they think like 25% of it goes to foreign aid when you couldn't find foreign aid in the budget with a jeweler's eye. Most of the money in the budget goes to old people and aircraft carriers. That's what we spend money on. Now, old people at least paid into it, but Americans don't look at what goes into defense spending. They just hear it and go, oh, blank check to the Pentagon. Of course, we always need more. And that's a place where we could really cut a lot and not be any less safe.
You should have one thing to do is invite Congressman Calvert from California on. He has a piece of legislation that would reduce the number of civilian employees at the Pentagon down by about 100,000, saves a great deal of money, hundreds of billions of dollars over a decade, and it really does bring both spending down without endangering or weakening national security.
Yeah, but you just tax the hedge fund guys who get away with not paying their fair share
of
taxes.
Amen.
That's right.
That's Donald Trump.
And spend more money to get the homeless people off the streets of this nation.
That's about $3 billion, and what our friend Calvert's talking about saving is over $100 billion.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it's a worthwhile savings to be made, and the Pentagon has not done it, and they haven't been helpful. And because of the sequester, they're beginning to think maybe they'll get out of bed and do some focus.
I said this to Bernie Sanders when he was here 2 weeks ago, and the liberals got mad at me. But, you know, just taxing the people with yachts is not going to come close to what he's wanting to do. You're going to have to go way down. You're going to have to tax.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. The actual
New York Times
who don't have
$18
yachts.
Trillion in spending.
And besides, we're going to always raise the debt limit when we have to. And, you know, so when we talk about spending and, you know, basically who's you're responsible for it, we're all in this game together. And I tell you, I want to spend more money on the homeless. What's happening in L.A. is shameful. You go downtown L.A., and the streets are crowded all the way up to City Hall with folks who are homeless. And until you can talk about how we spend money on our veterans who are on the street, who have been, you know, away in service, making sacrifices, until you can talk about taking care of, you know, our old folks on Medicare and making sure that they have the right health care, that they deserve quality health care, then, you know, I'm not worried about spending too much money.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, audience. You are terrific. We gotta go.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.